hard to believe, Rachel, that it's almost here, that 24 states will be holding contests tomorrow. And you, dear listener, could be heading to the polls on Tuesday, February 5th. So do yourself a favor. Wipe away all the posturing and the politicking from your mind. How about we start thinking about the issues?
Oh, yeah, those.
Yeah. Now, if you're a little fuzzy on where the candidates stand, NPR.org and the Bryant Park Project are here to help.
Indeed, we are. NPR.org tapped the brains of four of NPR's stellar correspondents to create a candidate position chart, and you can find that at NPR.org. Now, our own staff here at the BPP did a little more digging to add to the mix. And here you have it. On four big issues, here are the positions of the candidates, each of whom has won at least one primary or caucus so far.
All right, first up, we're going to look at Iraq. Do we stay or do we go? The Republican consensus is we're in it for the long haul. Senator John McCain was for more troops even before the surge and says if president, U.S. troops will be in Iraq for many years.
I agree with General Petraeus when he says that Iraq is the central battleground in the struggle against radical Islamic extremism. We have to succeed there. It's long, hard, and tough.
Mitt Romney doesn't specifically mention Iraq under his issues tab on his campaign website. Instead, he focuses on the war on terror.
I will not pull our troops out until we have brought success in Iraq. And that means for me that we do not have safe havens for Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah or anyone else.
And Mike Huckabee is like McCain in that he agrees with the troop surge and says the U.S. needs to stay long enough to give Iraqis a shot at setting up a successful new government.
Democrats say it's time to get packing and end the war in Iraq. However, their timelines differ a bit.
I will begin to withdraw troops in 60 days. I believe that it will take me 1 to 2 brigades a month, depending on how many troops we have there, and that nearly all of them should be out within a year.
Clinton also called for specialized units to stay in the country to fight terrorists and to provide security personnel training Iraqi forces. Now, Obama claims he'd withdraw 1 or 2 brigades each month, and in 16 months, the U.S. would be out, except for a small troop presence in Iraq to protect diplomats.
Issue number 2, health care. Both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama agree on some version of universal coverage, but differ on the details.
What I have designed makes it affordable, provides premium caps, so it's never above a small percentage of what individuals are asked to pay.
I am actually not interested in just capping premiums. I want to lower premiums by about an average of $2,500 per family per year.
Clinton's plan would cost $110 billion a year, while Obama's would be $65 billion to help cover subsidies. Both would raise taxes on the wealthy to help pay for it. Clinton's plan calls for an individual mandate that everyone must have insurance.
It will provide subsidies. And it will also cap premiums, something that is really important because we want to make sure that it is affordable for all.
Obama would mandate health insurance coverage for children, but not mandate it for adults.
The Democrats, their universal health care plans actually mirror one pushed through by then Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. But now candidate Romney says government should not shoulder all the responsibility.
I think it's the conservative approach to make sure that people who can afford care are getting it at their expense, not at the expense of the taxpayers and government.
He would also turn the federal state Medicaid program into a block grant, giving states full freedom to use those funds. McCain would give a $2,500 refundable tax credit for individuals and $5,000 for families. He also says it should be possible to sell insurance policies across state lines rather than state by state. And Mike Huckabee, he proposes tax deductions and credits that could be used to buy coverage, and he promotes preventative care and research. Next up, immigration.
We will give you a path to legalization if you meet the following conditions. Pay a fine because you entered illegally. Be willing to pay back taxes over time. Try to learn English, and then you wait in line.
Barack Obama agrees, supporting a system that allows undocumented immigrants who are in good standing to pay a fine, learn English, and go to the back of the line for the opportunity to become citizens. Both are for stricter border control.
We have to get control of our borders. We can't have hundreds of thousands of people coming over to the United States without us having any idea who they are.
Clinton and Obama differ on driver's licenses. It took a while, but Clinton now says she opposes driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. Obama says he does too, but that if there was a comprehensive immigration policy, the point would be moot.
Yeah, he actually does support him, but says the thing would make it moot. For both McCain and Huckabee, sealing the border is the top priority.
I commit to securing the borders first.
Seal the border. If you don't do that, then you don't have any control of who's here, why they're here, and what they're doing.
McCain, a senator from a border state, is for what he calls a sensible guest worker program and says there should be strong penalties for those who hire undocumented immigrants. Although Huckabee has spoken out against legislation that forces services to report people suspected of being illegal immigrants and has said repeatedly blaming the children of illegal immigrants for their parents' mistakes, well, that's wrong.
In all due respect, we're a better country than to punish children for what their parents did. We're a better country than that.
Mitt Romney says the Senate's immigration bill is amnesty, and it's wrong.
I just don't think that you say to people who've come here illegally that if you work here, we're going to sign you up. That's the wrong answer. Amnesty is not the right answer for this problem.
He opposes driver's licenses and would have the border patrolled by the National Guard. And finally, climate change. McCain wants alternative energy and tougher fuel efficiency standards. He supported an increase in auto fuel economy to 35 miles per gallon, but opposed a 40 mile per gallon standard. But Motor City Mitt, yeah, his dad was governor of Michigan, says tougher mileage standards are a burden on automakers. He also warns against setting unilateral carbon emission caps.
You put a big burden on energy in this country. The energy intensive industries say we're going to move our new facilities from America to China, where they don't have those agreements. And you end up polluting and putting just as much CO2 in the air because the big energy users go there.
Mike Huckabee supports an increase to a 35 mile per gallon fuel efficiency standard by 2020 and emission caps. On his website, he writes, "We have to explore, we have to conserve, and we have to pursue all avenues of alternative energy, nuclear, wind, solar, hydrogen, clean coal, biodiesel, and biomass."
Now, on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton supports a $150 billion 10-year energy package for new fuel sources and backs tough caps on greenhouse gas emissions. This includes a $50 billion strategic energy fund paid for in part by oil companies to fund investments in alternative energy. Obama has a similar plan, but he'd invest half of the savings from healthcare in technology for fuel-efficient cars.
I've proposed a national low-carbon fuel standard that would require 10% clean energy in all gasoline blends.
Obama wants new buildings carbon neutral or produce zero emissions by 2030.
Hey, if you want to know more about the candidates' positions, you can go to NPR.org. Under the Election 2008 section, you'll find where the candidate stands. They stand. They break down all the issues. Hope this has been a little bit helpful if you're heading to the polls tomorrow on Super Duper Tuesday.
Hey, stay with us next on the show. More sports! Just when you thought you hadn't heard enough about Super Bowl. We're going to figure out what really went down, though, with our very own Bill Wolf, sportsman to the stars and to us. Stay with us. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.